This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, Jax, now you're living out in the suburbs.
I'm in the burbs.
In the burbs, you're driving again.
I am. I'm out in the 97 Toyota Starlet, and I am driving.
Is it like riding a bike? Like, are you back in the routine of...
Well, it's an auto, so it's real easy.
It's real easy.
And I'm getting lazier, though. I actually quite like getting the bus and the tram because that's an incidental exercise. Ah. And I can, you know, do whatever I want. I can write, I can eat, I can do anything.
Because when you're driving, you can't do whatever you want. You need to stay safe. Now, joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au is Alex to tell us all about things you shouldn't be doing in cars. What's the story, Alex?
Well, you know, it's been drilled into us that we shouldn't text and drive, we shouldn't be on our phones, we shouldn't be drinking alcohol, and all of that is a given.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting things is Australians still tend to do things that are just equally distracting, like eating food, or I saw somebody blow-drying their hair with a portable hairdryer.
While driving in the car?
Yeah, at the light.
Was it like peak hour traffic, or were they actually just going on the freeway?
They clearly were a hot mess. And had to organise themselves before work. And so it wasn't that surprising that a 19-year-old driver in Perth was recently issued with an infringement notice for $300 and 3 demerit points after driving while eating a bowl of breakfast cereal.
Sorry, what? But how?
Literally had a bowl in their hands while they were driving.
And doing the old knee drive, maybe, with the knees.
Yeah, and you know... It's interesting because also think about the fact that James Corden with the carpool karaoke thing has been quite popular. People have started lip syncing in their car and doing whole musical performances and filming themselves on dashboards.
Very true.
So we tend to go, it's really bad to text and drive. It's really bad to drink drive. Yeah, I'll do karaoke in the car. I'm sure I'll still be able to drive and be focused.
Yeah, just drive. Get to where you're going, then do all that.
So it's a problem. So the fact that there isn't, currently in Australia, there's no law in any Australian jurisdiction that's against eating food or drinking non-alcoholic beverages while driving. But it does fall into negligent driving if you're driving and eating and you're swerving around the road.
Of course.
And then that's where you can get in trouble. So even though it's not technically a law, it's about negligence. And you know, you could be causing grievous bodily harm and you could get penalties. You could even, you know, you have to go to court. It can be pretty serious. So I think it's funny that we don't tend to take those things so seriously.
I'm still thinking about this 19-year-old boy with his bowl of Cocoa Pops, one hand on the wheel, one hand on his Coca-Losa. I mean, it doesn't... you get milk everywhere. It'd be messy.
Yeah, and this is why I don't like when my friend Michael's talking about how he's got that automatic cruise control. It's like, oh, look, my car drives itself. I'm like, that's not a good thing. Drive your car.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many accidents on the road. Why are you contributing to it?
And if you're so desperate for cereal while you're driving, at least get one of those stupid beer hats with the tube at the top of your head that goes into your mouth. So at least you have both hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
But is it interesting now with cars today, like you do have all your drink holders and you know, maybe we should just be defining the car as a vehicle, you know, machinery, heavy machinery. So operating heavy machinery, focus on operating it.
Totally, but surely having your coffee and your water, that's fine because you can just feel around for it. You shouldn't take your eyes off the road because, you know, in a split second, anything can happen. And
you should be keeping it in the cup holder. So don't, you know, you're not holding the coffee the whole time you're driving. You know, the front of the car is not a stage for a musical performance of cabaret. It's just, you know, we just have to revisit how we see negligent driving.
Especially around Christmas time when people go on holidays and this is when the tragedy happens.
Well, absolutely.
The other thing that I find, and if Anthony's listening, he'll appreciate this story, maybe. I have an issue with my sat-nav. I don't like the tone of her voice. I don't like the way she speaks to me.
No, I get that.
I end up in an argument with this nav.
Getting a bit of rage.
I totally get that.
My driving experience.
Can you change the voice?
I have to put mine on mute.
You put it on mute, yeah. But then, but if you have to then focus on the sat nav and focus on where it's saying to go, even though you know it's quicker to go the other way.
Oh, that's the inbuilt car one. Mm. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like I'm going to be late anyway.
Yeah.
So why be late and be irritated by someone's voice?
Better be late and alive.
Yeah.
Don't do anything.
No.
Because when I'm driving, I'm in the suburbs, so I'm really just taking the Eastern Freeway the entire time, so I haven't got time to do anything except have some water, maybe, because it's just too dangerous, and why risk it and someone else gets hurt because you're being an idiot?
But if a law does come into play around this, it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be very difficult and time-consuming and costly to state governments, to police. But then it really puts into question the whole concept of drive-through.
Well, this is it.
Yeah, but
that's right.
Pick it up on the way home or something, or just park or something. I don't know.
So anyway, so don't eat cereal while you're driving. Don't blow your hair while you're driving.
Yes.
Anthony's just messaged in. Yes. Thank
Dean's
you,
partner's messaged in. What's he said?
It's a man's voice, not a woman's voice.
Now you're going to have an argument with him now.
Are you sure?
This is annoying.
That's very funny.
It's very funny.
It's a person's voice.
It's a person's voice, but it annoys me.
You don't like it.
Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Drive safe.
Thanks so much, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.